We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the Mile High Huddle podcast with your football priests, Chad Jensen and Zach Kelberman. Remember, Broncos country is not a geographic location. It's a state of being.
This is going to take our babies on basically 3 of the last 5 weeks. So I appreciate you rolling with the punches, my friend. How was it without me? How'd you guys do?
I was going to say, I know it's Easter, Chad. It's not a miracle, but I'm glad to see you back where you rightfully belong, sitting next to me virtually. It's always fun potting with Scott, and we have a blast, but this is the football priest, you know, show now. So the football priests are back in full swing.
Indeed. And I start having withdrawals, like 1 day off from, you know, a podcast, a day where I should be podcasting. I start getting withdrawals. It's gnarly. I miss Zach. I miss Scott. I miss y'all. So trust me when I say that's a real thing. And look at this right off the top, wow, before we even go live, the Lady D jumping in with a top rope, very generous, dare I say, Easter spirit super chat. Thank you so much, Deanna. You know we love you. Appreciate you. That definitely is helping us feel the love on a late Easter Sunday. She says, evening, Chad, Zach, and Scott. I'm just not putting much stock in media fodder. I'm hoping Sean Payton knows what we need and will use the draft to our overall benefit to create the team, the best team we can have. Happy Easter, everyone. Hashtag bridge the gap. MHH for life. Yes, indeed. Some fun stuff, some fun news and announcements coming soon on the Bridge the Gap front, by the way. So stay tuned for that. But thank you, Deanna. Zach, I think, you know, what she's talking about, we titled the episode around this, is, you know, and it's kind of old news. And so you guys have to cut me a little bit of slack here because I've been gone. But, you know, I realized we didn't cover this as a website. So I wrote up an article earlier today about Sean Payton and how realistic the Broncos trading up in the draft, those rumors are. And Zach, I just want to read this to you real quick. And then, of course, you replied to the Lady D, but he was asked, hey, there's all these rumors. Could you guys trade up? Are you going to trade up? He said, quote, I think it's realistic. What's hard to predict is what's on the receiving end. We will pay close attention to it. Close quote, Zach.
Deanna, thank you so much. I hope I could speak for Chad, obviously, when I say that you and your family hope you're having a tremendous Easter, great weekend. Thank you so much, as always. We hope that we haven't added to the media fodder because we tend to report on everything that we hear, which is our jobs, and it's, SOP this time of year, but it is lying season. There's a bunch of smoke screens. We don't really know what Sean Payton is going to do, but I think we can both narrow down who Sean Payton's main targets are at quarterback. And I happen to think that Drake May and JJ McCarthy are barking up Sean Payton's tree, Chad, and we have to see if he catches that dog, so to speak.
Yeah, it won't be easy, man. I mean, you look at the teams in front of the Broncos, and it looked fortuitous for a minute when you realize the Atlanta Falcons, Zach, were out of the quarterback market, having paid, you know, more than a pound of flesh for Kirk Cousins. But the farther you go up the board, the more you realize there are actually quarterback needy teams that even like Tennessee and the Giants, Zach, like, you know, they're trying to put out kind of the feeling that they're going to try with the young guys they have. Like the Giants are going to go back to the well with Jones. Titans are going to stick with what's his name?
Levis.
But I'm not 100%, sold on that. It would not shock me if either one of, if not both of those teams were to take a quarterback. And then, you know, you've got the Cardinals at four. That GM has made it known, hey, we're open for business. Like, you want to trade up, give us a call. And then you've got the Chargers there at five off the top of my head, I'm pretty sure. And that looks attractive, possibly. But if you're Jim Harbaugh, are you going to trade that pick to the Broncos if you're getting a similar offer, even if it's a little bit less from a competitor, et cetera? But you know what? These are smart people in the Broncos front office. Sean Payton knows what he's doing. George Payton knows what he's doing. Where there's a will, there's a way. And I remain adamant, Zach, last thing here on the biggest takeaway is our you-know-whats kind of start puckering a little bit when we think about what it might cost, right? This year's one, next year's one, possibly even 2026 one, if you're talking about getting into the top five. But at the same time, you're dead in the water without a franchise quarterback. And we have not had one in Denver since Peyton Manning hung up his cleats. So it's almost becomes a what wouldn't you pay proposition.
Exactly. I mean, there's only a select number of top-end quarterbacks in this class, and only there's more demand than there is supply, I guess I'm trying to say, Chad. And I guess at this point, we've speculated, Deanna, about every possible scenario the Broncos could embark on. Do they stay at 12, move up, move back? Is it Bo Nix, Drake May? And I'm kind of at the point, Chad, maybe you are as well, where it's kind of like, hey, sera, sera. What will be. If Sean Payton gets his guy, he was meant to get his guy. If he doesn't, then we'll see what plan B entails for the Broncos.
Deanna, we love you. Appreciate you so much. Okay, let's see what else is on people's mind. We got the Triple C jumping in with some stars on Facebook. Colby, thank you, big dog, and happy Easter right back at you. He's wishing everybody a happy Easter. Just waiting for the draft. We're almost there. Indeed, indeed we are. The Ronk, Michael Ronquillo jumping in early as well. Thank you, big dog. We love you. We appreciate you. I don't know what we'd do without you. And yeah, Zach, you know, you and I were just kind of talking about this on a different subject right before we went live, but you know, the draft is just under a month away. And while on one hand we can say, you know, hey, that's a month, it'll be here before you know it, you know, but this next stretch, I think, Zach, is going to be pretty quiet if and unless the Broncos make a pre-draft deal and actually execute, consummate a trade to move up. Sean Payton, man, he's, you know, since he came to the Broncos building, it's been really tough getting information leaked out of Broncos HQ. And for guys like us, what we do for a living in our great community that's like wants to know every little nugget. I mean, the hardcore of the most hardcore Broncos fans, most educated, knowledgeable, and just dedicated. They want to hear every rumor and nugget and every little thing from around the internet. But Sean Payton, man, he keeps it a clamp down.
He does. It's unfortunate to an extent. And this is where we enter, Chad, one of the lull periods of the NFL calendar before the draft. The pro days are done. The workouts are done. And now teams go into their draft modes where they're starting to plot and plan and create trade up or trade back scenarios. You mentioned a lot of the teams already. There's also the Raiders at 13. There's also middling teams that could always be a wild card. Maybe the Saints. I don't know exactly where they're picking in the lower teens, but there's going to be a lot of competition to get one of these premier quarterbacks. And I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. I can't say for certain that the Broncos will, but knowing Sean Payton, Chad, knowing everything he's been through, the type of person that he is, and also in 2017, missing out on Mahomes, one pick away, he is going to try his damnedest to get his guy. Who that is, we don't know.
Indeed. And by the way, guys, we got a late start tonight. It is a holiday as well, so we're going to keep this evening's stream a little bit pithy. So any specific topics, comments, questions, super chats, get them in the chat early. We'll make sure we get to them before we dip on out of here. And we're going to dive back into the chat, guys. But first, we got to remind you, all right, here we are each and every day. I mean, I was reminded of this, Zach, while I was on vacation with my young family just this past week that, man, I'm not getting any younger. I'm getting older. And the older I get, you know, I'm approaching mid-40s here, believe it or not. I know I have to take my health more seriously, especially my nutrition. And that's where AG1 comes into play. No matter what you do for a living, it can become all too convenient to rely on things like coffee, caffeine, energy shots, etc., to try and get that extra focus, that extra energy. But it comes at a cost. It's not great for your body, especially blood pressure if you are on the wrong side of 40. And there's always the dreaded crash. But with AG1, you get sustained energy. And I use this every day. So does my son, my 6'5" basketball athlete. So we're not reaching for another cup of coffee at, you know, 3 p.m. And on top of that, I hate, Zach, I don't know about you, I hate swallowing like those horse pill vitamins. They're massive. You get all that stuff, gut health, you get the vitamin factor nutrition all in one delicious smoothie with AG1.
AG1 is the supplement I trust to support my whole body health and help me feel my best Broncos country. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs when you first subscribe. Go to drinkag1.com/huddle. That's drinkag1.com/huddle. Check it out.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We put the link in the chat, and after the show, we'll also make sure that it's in the notes of the show. Let's jump in and say hello to RD up there north of the 49th parallel, one of the great members, exemplars of the hashtag state of being a part of our community. Good to see you, big dog. Says, we were much better and almost a playoff team with Russ. I don't think we need to trade 3 first-round picks. Sean Payton should be able to coach a good enough offense with whoever's there at 12 or after a trade back. He's done it before. He has, and I feel you on that. It really comes down to, I think, Zach, you know, how do you feel about Bo Nix? How do you feel about Michael Penix, right? Like, would you be okay with either of those guys at 12? I would be probably okay with either, but especially I'd be fine if it, because I would know that Sean Payton rubber stamped it if it was Bo Nix. I do see a fit there. But if you do it that way, Zach, you're not worried about not having a one next year. You're not worried about not having a one possibly in 2026. You already don't have a second round pick this year, but you get to keep all your other picks that you have for 2024 and start trying to put some pieces around a young Bo Nix, etc. I get what you're trying to say here, RD. It really depends, I think, Zach, on do you believe that Bo Nix is a bona fide first round caliber guy, a future franchise quarterback?
Yeah, I get where RD's coming from. I want to dissect this this inquiry into two parts here. The second part I want to start with Payton should be a good enough coach with whoever is there at 12 or after a trade back. And it's subjective. I mean, we have varying degrees on our opinions of Sean Payton. I think he is a good enough coach, as demonstrated with Trevor Siemian, Teddy Bridgewater, Jameis Winston, etc., that he can get the most out of a quarterback. But it's, you always want to get the good coach as best a quarterback prospect as you can. It's like when you own a, I can speak for myself, when you own a sports car, they tell you it's recommended to put 93 in, but you can put 87 if you want. You can put 89 in. It just won't run as efficiently as if you use the right gas. Same thing with a coach like Sean Payton. He can get the most out of a mid-tier guy, but you would ideally want him to be with an elite quarterback. That's my opinion. But the thing with Russ, it's a little bit of fool's gold looking back on it, Chad, taking a step back and having some time to process it. They were only 8-9 because of that big winning streak. And they only had that big winning streak in large part because of crazy amounts of turnover luck and crazy amount of injury luck. They were one unlucky streak away from having a top five pick. Russell Wilson was better than 2022, but he wasn't good enough to be a consistent winner, especially in an offense like Sean Payton's. I think we can all agree on that after a few months pass now.
And by the way, I mean, I think you would agree with me on this, RD. We're tired of almost. You know what I'm saying? Like
100%.
We're tired of that. Although I understand that's not the point you're trying to make. We're not trying to distort or twist what you are trying to say. But let's find somebody who fits, and if it does come at a premium, I'm okay with that if it's the right guy, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see how that shakes out, but time will tell. Very happy hello here to one of the legendary OGs of our, and supporters of our community, Super Chat Superstar. He throws down on Facebook. He throws down on YouTube. Randy Jones up in Alaska, wishing everybody a happy Easter. A live podcast, MHH for Life. So good to see you, big dog. I've missed you, Randy. Hope you're doing well, bud.
Good to see you, Randy. Hope you and yours are having a tremendous Easter. If you have a question, comment, concern, let us know.
We've got here Kathy across the pond in Deutschland. So good to see you. Hope you're doing well. She says, I don't care if we trade up or down. I just want a damn QB. Hear, hear. That's what I'm talking about. Like, I know it smacks of desperation, you know, like the draft purists and the cork sniffers of the draftnik community start getting a little bit up in arms about, you don't just draft a quarterback to draft a quarterback. And I agree, you don't just draft a quarterback to draft a quarterback. Like if you have, you know, if you've got four guys rated first round, five guys rated first round, and they're all gone but one, and you're on the board at 12, take them. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like quarterback or bust. And if you don't think he's going to be there, then it's incumbent upon you to explore every possible option to move up to try to get one. Because Zach, I do have faith and belief in Sean Payton's ability to coach quarterbacks and bring out the best in them and kind of elevate them beyond whatever their traditional level has been. But all of that, Zach, we saw all those years in New Orleans when he would have to do that in the event of a Breeze injury here and there. You know, you had a really good team that he and his front office partner, Mickey Lewis, had been building and putting together for years and years around that. So it was much easier for a Teddy Bridgewater, a Jameis Winston, heck, a Trevor Siemian to hit the ground running and kind of outkick their coverage, so to speak, in terms of what we would expect. We saw from Stidham those last two games, Zach, that, you know, whether it's him, just the limit, and we know the limitations are there. Whether it's just the limitations of Jarrett Stidham or that combined with the fact that there are still a lot of holes on this roster, I'm just not convinced you could put a competitively, you know, plausibly competitive Broncos squad on the field in 2024 if that honestly is your QB1 and there's nobody else besides DiNucci.
You said it. Perfectly said. And I just want to repeat a point I made on Thursday's show with Scott Caffey. We're going to keep answering back and forth. I don't think any of us can agree on who should be the Broncos quarterback or which prospect is the best. The only things we can agree on are A, the Broncos need a franchise quarterback, and the Broncos need a quarterback they can consistently win with. Like you said, Chad, no more almost, no more band-aids, no more getting by, hold the forts, bridges. You want a guy that can go toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes for the next decade. And I hope and pray that Peyton gets his guy.
No doubt. So good to see you, Kathy. Thank you. We got Danny Powers jumping in with some stars on Facebook, kind of shifting gears. Says, I can't wait to see these new uniforms this week. Now, Zach, a lot of stuff going on, not only while I was on vacation, but some network stuff going on that we don't need to get into. But long story short, It was an atypical week in which I'm not able to constantly monitor the newswire or even monitor every article that you and the guys were publishing. So tell us about this, the uniforms thing this week, et cetera.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Broncos official Twitter account and also team president Damani Leach last week talked about the new uniforms will be coming out, kind of confirming, Chad, a longstanding rumor in Broncos country. A lot of fans are interested in what they're going to look like. They didn't give much away. They're going to be a little more geared toward the theme of the team, which is, you know, Colorado mountains, horse, whatever it is, the logo. What, from what I've heard, I haven't seen any leaks, whatever. It's going to be pretty much the same as what they have now. Little minor alterations here or there, a different kind of logo on a certain part of the trousers, or maybe the, I always forget the name of it, the mountain, what's it called, Chad? The skyline of the mountain.
Skyline, the front range.
Yeah, of the mountain. And I the one mock-up I saw, though, looked like an XFL uniform. I really do hope it's not that bad.
I don't know. I mean, I liked those snow-capped. You know, we got a tease of this, by the way. This time last year, Leach, who was newly hired, you know, talked about how, yeah, we're going to do these new helmets. And there was the big unveil a little bit later in the summer and everything. But he said basically that it's kind of a tease toward us doing some, you know, really looking hard at some new uniform design possibilities. But you know what? That's cool. Like, you think back to some of the old Rockies uniforms, some of the Avalanche motifs. You know, you think about professional sports teams in the Rockies. I mean, even the Utah Jazz, they've had many different logos where you've got like Rocky Mountains in the background. I don't know how well that would play on an NFL jersey, but like if we're talking, you know, the swooshes on the shoulders or whatever that you see on the jerseys, like if it was some kind of like mountain range looking thing, like I wouldn't hate it. But I do think it's time for a little bit of an evolution in the uniform. Like, the only reason you would change it, like really turn to something new, like in the way the Broncos did, for example, back in 97, when you went from the traditional, you know, popsicle, orangesicle, whatever jersey, which I still love to this day, the same color on the bill of Zach's hat even now, and that D, same thing on Zach's hat, to the new current, right, blue. If you're going to make that move, it's got to be dope. And that's what it was when they did make the move in 97. So I don't think it's going to be an overall like revamp, Zach. Like you said, it sounds like it's going to be kind of a tweak.
A lot of Broncos fans want them to have the old school D logo as the primary, and I would love that as well. It doesn't seem like the Broncos are leaning into that idea. It could be, you talked about the mountain theme toward the top of the where the armhole is. I don't know why I can't think of the words tonight, Chatter. Maybe near the neck area, but it's not going to be a sweeping change, Broncos country, I guess is my point. So if you're thinking like Chad was talking about, it's going to be a revolutionary new uniform, you're going to be disappointed. Hopefully, though, it's passable.
At the risk of sounding like Michael Scott here, you know, I'm not superstitious. I'm a little stitious. And it is worth mentioning that the Broncos went to the big dance. What was it? Four times. My apologies. With the old logo, like you see on Zach's hat. All three rings came with that helmet design anyway, right? In the newer jerseys. So to me, there is something there. Like if I'm in any way, shape, or form involved in the executive decisions on what these uniforms or anything might, how it might change, I am balancing that. It's part of the calculus for what it's worth. You know, I don't want to necessarily ruin a good thing, but we shall see. David jumping in. So good to see you, big dog, on YouTube with a super. Really appreciate you, bud. Says we all want a QB, but at what cost? Exactly. That's the question. But I'm here to tell you that if tomorrow morning I wake up, my phone's buzzing and it's Broncos trade up into, they trade with the Arizona Cardinals. They're at number 4 now. We know they're getting a quarterback. And they gave up this year's, next year's, and the year after. Like, I'm knocking what as I say that, because it's not like that's what I want, all right? I'm not advocating for that per se. But I would not necessarily be, like, choking. You know, I wouldn't be apoplectic, Zach. I wouldn't be rendered speechless, you know, insane with anger, to quote Mel Gibson from the movie Signs. I wouldn't be that. I'd be like, all right, well, if it's J.J. McCarthy or if it's Drake May, I'm going to trust it. But it would still, I think, for all of us, make us a little bit uncomfortable, to a lot of bit uncomfortable, having experienced what we have, Zach, the last 3 years of not having first round picks. You know, the Russ trade, followed by the Sean Payton trade, et cetera.
I think there'd be a little bit of PTSD at first, and I can only speak for myself, but if I woke up to that notification, I would be pumped, Chad, that they took a chance and are putting themselves in a position to get an elite quarterback. Because, David, there is no cost too high for that player. It all starts and ends with the QB. Doesn't matter. You can have all the PS2s in the world on your team. Unless you have that QB, it doesn't matter. You're going to end up where the Broncos have been for the last 8 years. It sounds scary, like Chad was talking about, after the last couple seasons, not having a first, maybe giving up a player like PS2. But if you hit on whoever, whether it be May or McCarthy, no one, Chad, is going to remember who those first-round picks were or what the Broncos gave up to get that guy. The only reason the Russ trade is talked about so much is because of the Broncos, what they gave up, and because of it, it was a disaster. It didn't work out. If it did work out, no one would bring up what the Broncos gave up, because no price is too much for a franchise quarterback.
Ask Von Miller about that. You know, all the Vons, all the PS2s, all the Justin Simmons, it's not enough. And there's something to be said for, and this is a true axiom of life and football as well, no risk it, no biscuit. You got to roll the dice and you got to take chances if you want to be able to get the things that not everybody else gets. You know, like, not every team in the NFL is going to have a franchise quarterback coming out of this draft, because they weren't necessarily willing to pay the price, et cetera. That's just one example. But David, appreciate you, big dog. George jumping in on Facebook. Thank you, buddy. He says, thanks, guys, for giving up your family time for us and the team. Bronx for life, MHH for life. Well, you know what? I appreciate that, George. I know Zach does too, but y'all are part of our family, and that's not just me saying that. I hope you understand that. William James Baker across the pond. What's up, big dog? He says, I'm happy with both and happy especially with Knicks. Also, if we don't make it this year, the next year I'm able to go in. I might have missed exactly the full context of what he's talking about here, Zach. But I, you know what? Again, I'm okay with Knicks, Zach, if it's at pick 12. I'm not, or even trade back. But if you get to pick 12 and all of a sudden Broncos have traded their pick with, and they move back, if they don't still come out of that with a Knicks, then I'm going to start going, really? Okay. 2024 going to be rough. Let's go. Because even if they get their quarterback in the first round this year, Zach, we know 2024 odds tell us it's going to be rough. All right. They're probably going to start with Stidham for a quarter of the season, and they'll ease the rookie in. The rookie's going to go through, take his lumps, trial and error, learning curve, et cetera, et cetera. By the final quarter of the season, kind of like Drew Lock, I know it didn't work out well for Drew, but kind of in that same way, that's a traditional development, the way it kind of works out for premium drafted quarterbacks. I know he's a second rounder, but hang with me on this for a moment, where they ride the bench. They finally get inserted second half of the season at some point, and then you really get to see kind of glimpse of what the future might be for Locke. What did he do? Was it 4-1 or 3-1? It's one of those two. Anyway, it ended up not being the right harbinger. It wasn't an indicator of what the future actually held for the Broncos and Drew Locke, but that's kind of what you're expecting. Seeing a quarterback, ups and downs, but by the time the season's over, you get a glimpse of what it's going to be. If you trade back and miss out on a Knicks or even a Michael Penix, this year is really going to be one of those grind it out. Let's just all, you know, hold hands and bear down and get through this together type season, and hope for high water, hope for salvation in next year's draft, Zach, because you can guarantee they're going to be picking higher than 12 if that's how it shakes out.
For sure. I mean, I can talk myself into Knicks at 12. I can definitely talk myself into Knicks if you trade back. But the worst case scenario is what you just laid out. You move back to 20, let's say, and you don't get Bo Nix. And I can't talk myself into Michael Pratt or Rattler or Joe Milton. There's a huge fall off, in my opinion. And in my opinion, the Broncos, Chad, have to come out of day one with one of those top five elite quarterback prospects.
Rock Chalk jumping in, legendary mythical figure that you have become. Really appreciate you helping us keep the lights on an Easter Sunday. Thank you. And happy Easter, says Rock Chalk, to everyone. We're less than a month away from the NFL draft. Here's to the Broncos getting their future franchise QB and improving the roster with younger talent. Denver Broncos for life, MHH for life. Yes, indeed. It's an exciting, hopeful time. We just got to hope those stars align, like he says here, and getting that future franchise guy.
And it's exciting, the Broncos being in the quarterback market. It's exciting to think that there's a really good chance they're going to come out of day one with a shiny new rookie that they can build around. And you were talking about a developmental year, and that's absolutely the warning I want to, you know, heed to Broncos country here, is it's going to be a take your lumps, take your medicine kind of season, one way or the other. It's going to be a developmental year to see who can play and who can't. But you can go through that a lot easier. It's a lot more palatable when you have a rookie quarterback taking the lumps and progressing and growing. If you go through that type of year with a Stidham or a Tannehill or whoever that doesn't move the needle, it's a waste, Chad. It's a waste of a season.
Or a Zach Wilson. You know, I published that article today for Keith, aggregating a story by Bucky Brooks on NFL.com, advocating for Zach Wilson to land in Denver. Or in other words, advocating for Denver being a fit for the next Zach Wilson NFL locale, citing, of course, the quarterback whispering acumen of Sean Payton and all that. You know, it's just one guy in New York writing about it. It's not happening. I got a lot of messages, DMs on social media today from fans and readers and stuff and listeners just going, is this real? It's like, no. It's one guy in the media saying, hey, this is what should happen. Not real. I want to stress that again. Zach Wilson is not headed to Denver, but it can't be something like that. I mean, it could be something like that if you've given up the ghost on 2024 being a productive year. And I can't see that being the case, Zach, because just like Sean Payton talked about the day he officially announced the benching of Russell Wilson, if I made a football decision, I don't do this now, it's going to be someone else standing here talking to you before too long. He knows the clock's ticking. He's got the full faith and support of the ownership group for now. But you're going to go a ninth straight year missing the playoffs with no hope on the horizon. Like, you can go, Zach, a ninth straight year of missing the playoffs, having started your first round drafted quarterback halfway through. He's going through taking his lumps, win some, lose some, just not quite good enough yet. You can suffer another season of missing the playoffs if you're Sean Payton, because you have that next great hope to pin your hopes on. It's your guy. The ownership group's going, yeah, it is your guy. We're going to give you the time you need to develop him and flesh out your vision, so to speak. It'll be a lot harder to fully retain that faith and support, Zach, with Jarrett Stidham as your QB1, at some point gets benched for Ben DiNucci, and you finish with 4 or 5 wins. On the heels, let me put it that way, of 8 previous missing the playoff seasons. Hard to survive that, even if you're Sean Payton.
He also has a massive ego, and I don't think he wants to have a 2-win. For anyone who thinks the Broncos are going to tank and completely just throw away 2024, I don't think he wants a 2-15 record on his resume, Chad. They're paying him a lot of money. He failed with Russell Wilson, quote-unquote. He's going to want to kind of write his own his own resume, his own lead, his own cover letter. And it's gotten kind of murked up a little bit during his time in Denver. I think he wants to reset that tone, and only he can control that.
That's a good point. Like, it's pretty clear that the NFL at large is still big believers in Sean Payton. But there is that bloom that's off the Payton rose isn't just within Broncos country, because the NFL is a what have you done for me lately league. And What has Sean Payton done for you lately? Well, he temporarily retired from coaching, came back, and presided over an 8-win season that saw Russell Wilson get benched and some good moments and whatnot, right? We know that it was kind of a necessary part of the process. Like, Russ was never going to be the guy we all hoped he was going to be when that trade originally happened. He tried to make some chicken salad out of chicken excrement, as my partner here likes to say, and it didn't work out. He had the boldness and the hubris even to make that switch. He could have waited till the season was over and then just, you know, they released Russell Wilson, but he did it in season, and that created more blowback, more scrutiny, more pressure on him. And he seems to welcome that. He's kind of like, yeah, that's cool. I got my big boy pants. That's what I'm here for. I can hang. David Kilgore, what's up, bro? Thank you for the very generous super chat on Easter Sunday. David says, what do you guys think of the quarterback out of Tulane? Michael Pratt. He has been looking really good, and I think if we even wait for him until the third round, that would still be a great choice. You know, look, if the stars don't align, Zach, for you to get a cue in round one for whatever reason, Michael, I would rather you take a third or fourth round flyer on a Michael Pratt than not take any quarterback at all in this class. But if you're gonna, if you do miss on a round one cue, I would rather you try and kind of muscle your way up from the third round into round two and try and take a chance on someone with a little bit more upside, like a Spencer Rattler, like the kid from Tennessee,
Milton,
someone like that has a little bit more of a ceiling that you have to squint a little to see. You know, there's some potential there with Rattler. I mean, it's still a very raw piece of clay that would need to be molded, but Sean Payton, when it comes to quarterbacks, Zach, he does have Potter's hands.
For sure. And it would be a tough sell, David. And I appreciate your generosity. Chad does. Everyone does. You are amazing. Appreciate you. It's a tough sell to the fan base. You know, the Broncos have been teasing McCarthy, May, even Penix, and all these quarterbacks that are first-round talents. To turn around and to wait until the third round, either by choice or by circumstance, it's a big drop-off in talent. And I'm with Chad there. For some reason, they don't come out of round one with a cue. I am moving hell and high water to go into round two if Michael Penix does drop, or maybe even Bo Nix drops, or Spencer Rattler. I am doing anything I can to get those three before I settle for someone like Pratt, who I see Brett Rippin. Maybe a little higher-end version of Brett Rippin. Very smart processor, very weak arm, future NFL coach. Not a franchise quarterback in Denver.
Yeah, something, I agree, something between like a Rippin and a Trevor Siemian. Somewhere in that zone, which, unless your name's Gary Kubiak, you're not getting excited about that. No offense to you, David. I'm just saying. And you know what? Sean Payton, a lot of contacts in that part of the country. Like, whatever the book is on that kid, he knows it. So that will speak volumes. Like, if he's on the board at any point, say the Broncos don't take a cue in round one. Right. If he's on the board at any point when the Broncos are on the clock next and they don't take him, that's your answer. But guys, we're about out of time here because, you know, like I said, we had to be a little bit brief this evening. Started late, Easter Sunday, etc. We're going to grab Mike Edel, and then we're going to dip on out of here. Mike, love you, big dog. Mount Rushmore superstar in the house. He says, hey guys, I'm late. Wanted to say hi. Happy Easter to Broncos country. God bless you and your families. Right back at you, big dog. Thank you, Mike. Really appreciate all you do for us here at MHH and the unique insights and analysis and opinions you bring to the community. Appreciate you.
Yeah, God bless you and yours as well, Mike. I hope you're having a great Easter and having a great rest of your weekend.
A few quick hellos before we dip out. Patrick, what's going on, bro? Aloha, right back at you. He says also, shaping up, aloha, Priest, shaping up to be an interesting year. Coffee.
Lioncoffee.com, folks.
There you go. There you go. Appreciate you, buddy. Okay, just a couple other things here. I just want to see some hellos. James Campbell. MHH staffer, he's here for Pratt in round three. Would be a perfectly cromulent choice. Is that a word?
It's a good word.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, dude. Hold on. I might have learned something from my dog. Acceptable and adequate. Humorous. It's like a humorous version of that. Thank you, James. Word of the day, guys. Cromulent. I strive and hope to learn something every day. James Campbell provided me that lesson, and I thank you, my dog. It says, get a warm body at quarterback, build around him, acquire the draft capital if you can. We shall see, Zach. We shall see. Okay, Pearl, hope you're doing well. Hope your husband's doing well. Good to see you tonight. If I didn't mention your name, guys, and you're in the chat, please don't take offense. You know I love you. We appreciate you. DTR, they don't move up a trade to get us. They don't trade up, then a trade to get a second round pick would be wise. Yeah, especially if it's for like a cue that you maybe might be a little bit of a sleeper there. But Zach, unless there's anything else here, I think we kind of covered all the corners we wanted to tonight.
I think so. It's a perfectly cromulent point to end the podcast tonight. Word to James. If you haven't done so, another tremendous episode as always. If you haven't done so, please follow us on Twitter at the MHH Pod. You can follow the main account on Twitter at Mile High Huddle, Chad at Chad and Jensen, myself at Kelberman NFL, and don't forget about our producer Scott at Scout Kennedy. If you guys want some merch like we're rocking each and every podcast, check out MHHmerch.com and cop you some. Please drop us a like at facebook.com/milehighhuddlepod. You can also follow us on Instagram at mile_high_huddle. If you're listening to this show on Apple Podcasts, make sure you're leaving your football priest a 5-star review for a chance to win some merch each and every single month. But if anything, y'all, please, please, please subscribe, like, and share this video and every video you see on the MHH channel. It really helps us grow and reach more Broncos fans just like you.
Amen to that. And much love and respect, and a special mile-high salute to the great Super Chat superstars and supporters tonight, helping us keep the lights on a Sunday evening. We're talking the Lady D, top roping it to open the show, the Triple C, Colby, Michael Ronquillo, the man, RD, Kathy in Germany, Randy Jones in Alaska, Danny Powers, David Youngkin, George Fox, William James Baker, also across the pond. I mean, you got to love the state of being aspect of this. So many key members of our community and many people who don't ever take the time to comment or chat from all around the world. I love it. Rock Chalk, David Kilgore, Mike Edel, love you guys. Can't wait to do this again tomorrow night at the normal time, 6 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Eastern. We'll see what kind of news kicks out tomorrow, kicking off a new week. Beware, I'll just say this now, for the April Fool's, obligatory April Fool's posts you're going to get from people. I'm not a prankster guy. Like, I hate being pranked, and same. I hate even the most shallow, see-through pranks that are just lame. I'm not really here for that, but you know you're going to see it tomorrow.
Don't fall for the fake Adam Schefters and Ian Rappaport's out there on Twitter, but just, you know, keep your eyes, glued to your surroundings. We'll see you tomorrow night. Normal podcast, normal time. Take care. And as always, go Broncos.
I know you're going to see it tomorrow.
Don't fall for the fake Adam Schefters and Ian Rappaport's out there on Twitter, but just, you know, keep your eyes glued to your surroundings. We'll see you tomorrow night. Normal podcast, normal time. Take care. And as always, go Broncos.